Ran.
And you have?
Run.
Okay, and today you do?
Run.
Okay. All right, another way of asking a man where he was born is to say, where do you
come from?
Okay, and if somebody says, how long has he been here? And you say, well, since yesterday, he
arrived.
Okay. Now, if you're going to use the word come regarding yesterday, how would you say that? Yesterday, he
came.
Uh-huh, and often he has
come.
All right. If you, all right, what do you do with your eyes? You
see.
And yesterday you
saw.
And often you have
seen.
All right. If somebody takes something and destroys it, another way to say he destroyed that thing is
he tore it up.
Okay, he tore it up. All right, if somebody gets a new bracelet and she just sits and looks at it, and you know, it's not doing much in the box, you might say, well, why don't you
put it on?
Okay. All right, now you got the word do. All right, and you say, today I
will do so and so.
Okay, but yesterday I
done the same thing.
All right, and very often I have
do. I have done the same thing.
All right. All right, you're just sitting there minding your own business and somebody walks up and says, what's the matter? You might say,
nothing.
Okay. All right, if something isn't nothing, it's
something.
Okay. All right, if you're telling somebody about having eaten snails and fried ants and stuff like that, that person might just not believe you and say, well, I never heard of
such a thing.
Okay. What's the opposite of never?
Always.
Okay. And you might say, I never had done it before, but I've done it often
in the past.
All right, but if it's not before something happened, it's, well, there's before something happened and
since,
okay? If a person does something intentionally, he does it
on purpose.
All right. And if a person, all right, somebody asks you a question and you can't, ask you to do something, and you say, well, I can't think of any reason why not, or you might say, I
guess so.
Okay, fine.